One thing that strikes me at this time of the year is the diversity of ways that we contribute. He's good at this and she's good at that and these folks do this thing. It all comes together. Wouldn't have worked save that everybody did their part with a unique contribution. I would like us to consider that in the Christmas story, as recorded in Luke and Matthew, the same truth applies. That each person in that story has a unique way to contribute in their communication to us concerning the birth of Christ. And I would like to take one example today, and that is Mary. Mary was many things, but one unique contribution we see in her is reverence. I'd like to speak this morning about Mary and reverence. Reverence means to regard with deepest respect, esteem, and great devotion. Reverence means to adore with rapturous commitment. With Mary, we see this kind of reverence for God and for His Word. Would you turn with me, please, to Luke chapter 1? We call this the Magnificat. Luke chapter 1 and verse 46 is where Mary begins to speak. See the reverence. See the regard with deepest respect for the Lord. Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." See her reverence for the Lord. It's all about him. He did this. He is this. He is these things. He does these things. The reverence, the deepest respect, the esteem she shows for the Lord. He has looked without contempt upon me, his lowly slave. He that is mighty, that could crush me like a bug, has done to me great things. She does not thereby presume there's more to herself than she thought. She does not read this as a compliment to herself, but another illustration of the unfathomable, unpredictable, immeasurable graciousness of a God worthy to be revered. And this, by the way, is the manner in which a mature believer will interpret every and all human events and experiences. In essence, what Mary says and what we should say is anything he wants. Anything he wants, however humiliating socially, however painful emotionally, however puzzling intellectually. If he wants it, he gets it, for he is worthy of all. The point is that lowly service shows reverence for the Lord of glory. We say there's nothing too low, nothing too base, nothing too contrary, nothing unimaginable, nothing unusual, nothing too practical or common or uncomplimentary. There's nothing beneath us. There's nothing too undistinguishing, nothing too daunting. I just want to do all he requests. I want to do it immediately as he requests it. I want to do it without questioning and with all the enthusiasm a soul can call upon glory to muster. How do you get a better illustration of reverence for the Lord than the reflexive response of this young girl, Mary, to the visitation of God? She reveres the Lord. And clearly she reveres His Word. This is a young lady, maybe 14, 15, 16 years old, a young lady who was prepped. She had all this scripture laid up in her heart, ready to be used by the Lord. Do you have all that scripture laid up in your heart? Ready to be used by the Lord. Bible students count over a dozen Bible references in the text we just read. Here she's speaking from 1 Samuel. There she's drawing from the Psalms. That was from Genesis. Her mind's full of the scriptures. And so an event like this arises, we see her reverence for the Lord as shown by her reverence for the Word. Mary had her arsenal. Mary had her fuel, her equipping. She had her material. See, as a consequence, her reverence for the history of God and God's plans for the future. Look at all she lists. He hath done this. He hath done that. He has done these things. I see His virtue in this. I see His wonder in this. Now I project in the future. He shall do these things. But God picked the right person. She shows reverence for His agenda, for His perspective, and for His prerogatives. And we see, finally, how she handles any new information. We go to Luke chapter 2 and verse 19. Here's this young woman gets more new information. Already sees how humiliating socially this is going to be for her, how painful emotionally, how puzzling intellectually. But as she gets new information, she kept all these things and pondered them, meaning she thought deeply upon them in her heart. She knew how to be reverential towards the provision of additional information about God. We go a little farther in verse 51 of Luke chapter 2. And He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but His mother kept all these sayings in her heart. That's what she did. She had a disposition of reverence, of deep respect, deepest respect, esteem, great devotion. She adored with rapturous commitment the Lord and His Word. So there's much that we learn about how we should live based on the various contributions of the people in the Christmas story. From Mary, we learn reverence. That leads us to begin our observation of the Lord's table. Would you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, please? I'm sure we do this imperfectly and not exactly as it was done in the first century, but our interest is in following the Scriptures and doing what we are told to do. According to the edict of Christ, we're left with two ordinances. One of them is the Lord's Supper. So we want to approach it reverently, as would Mary. And we read in 1 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 27, this warning. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, that means in an unworthy manner, without proper reverence for what we are doing, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord, mistreating Christ, as did those who crucified Him. And so the counsel is in verse 28, But let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So our first requirement is to examine ourselves.